Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation recorded live during the May 2023 Youth Education Conference held in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
I'll take you're better than the missionaries. We had a Zoom conference today, and they just go like, "Okay, here goes President I again. You're alive." So anyway, it's good to be with you. I always love being with you. We drove up and saw y'all outside playing the games outside. Was it games and things?
Yeah.
Thought, man, we're an hour late. We'd rather be outside playing with you than talking with you in here. It looked like you're having a good time. Is it a good time?
Yeah.
Is this a one-day thing, two-day thing? How long does this last?
3 days.
And what day is this?
Second.
All right. And you know your numbers. All right. Good. Well, we're looking forward to being with you. They introduced us. I wanted to introduce Sister Nye. Every missionary has a companion, right? Come on up here, Sister Nye. She's the best companion in the world, and I'm just glad I have her, and I'm glad I got to choose her rather than have her given to me. So anyway, we're thankful. I just want to introduce her. She's here, and she may chime in here in a little bit, okay? All right. Can you hear me okay in the back? Is this all working? All right. Well, you heard, we are 3 years into our mission, and so we're getting close to the end, but we have loved every day to be a missionary, and I'm glad that so many of you would want to be here to learn what to expect on a mission. So, but we love it. You heard a little bit about us. We made our home in Des Moines, Iowa. Any people from Iowa here? Anyone who's ever lived in Iowa? So-so, where did you live, or Bill, pass through, or?
I've been
there. Pardon? Ames. Ames, okay, just north of us in Des Moines, yep. And a lot of you have passed through because I-80 goes through the middle. No one's ever stopped, or if you have, you've seen the hotel, and that's it. And anyway, but we love Iowa. We love living there, and we'll be returning there here before too much longer. We love Iowa, and as I said, we've been on a mission here. I served my young mission in Germany, and so I may reference that a few things about what to expect from a mission. And what else do we want to say about ourselves? We have 6 wonderful children, 5 of them married, 9 grandkids. 5 of the grandkids have been born since we've been here, so we look forward to getting to know them when we go home. And sometimes that's part of a mission, is you miss your siblings' weddings, you miss some things, and that's part of the sacrifice we do for the Lord. So we've loved serving. We are leading, we're in the mission, Maryland-Baltimore mission. And I'm just curious, now I want to get to know you a little bit. How many of you are from Pennsylvania? I'm just curious where we're from. Okay, not too many. Boy, where's everyone? Ohio? Anyone that far?
Can I have a Pennsylvania redo again?
We lived in outside of Cleveland for a year in the Kirtland Stake. Anyone here from the Kirtland Stake? So anyway, yeah, we lived there for a while. Okay, what other states are here? New York? I don't know what area this covers.
Switzerland!
Yeah! Go Schweiz, okay.
Schweiz!
yeah. Ich spreche Deutsch. So, anyway, yeah, I served my mission in Germany, so we know a little bit about Switzerland. What are the big states here?
Virginia.
Oklahoma. Virginia.
Virginia.
Okay. Maryland?
Yeah.
Okay, finally, we get the Marylanders here. All right, well, good. It's good to know where you're from. All right. Well, I want to get to know you a little bit, so a few more questions about you, so I know who I'm talking to. Anyone 18 or older? Raise your hand, big and tall. Okay. Okay, you round up. Okay, we got a few 18. How many are 17? 16? 15? 14? 13? 12? Younger than 12?
No.
Okay. All right, so yeah, in spirit. I'm younger than 12 in spirit, too. Okay, well, good. Anyone here a convert, meaning baptized after they were 9 or older? Any converts here who were baptized when they were a little older? Okay, everyone else mostly raised, born in the church or raised? Okay, good, all right. Knowing who I'm talking to here. All right, another question to get to know you. How many here would consider yourself athletic? Like sports, you just like sports, you like to go out and play, you really like athletes. Okay, most of you are athletic. How many would consider yourself musically talented, vocal or instrumental? Okay, we got a lot of musicians here. How about theater, drama, some of the performing arts? All right. How many of you are just mechanical? You like to fix things. You like to get dirty. All right. Okay, we got a nice mix of people here. Okay. My task today was to talk to you about what to expect from a mission. Now, one by one, I don't want everyone yelling. Raise your hand. What do you expect from a mission? Right here.
2 years away from your family.
You are 2 years away from your family. Or if you're a sister?
18 months.
All right. What do you expect?
Expect to change and grow.
You expect to change and grow. And I can promise you, you will do that.
A learning experience and a service.
Learning experience and service.
A lot of hard work.
You better get ready for hard work. I don't know if all missionaries appreciate just how hard it is.
To deepen my conversion.
You will deepen your conversion. Thank you.
I like what my mom says, but it's a controlled way to learn how to be out of the house, or a way to be out of the house in a controlled environment.
It's a little bit safer environment, but you are on your own. You live in your apartment. You have a companion, and you're on your own. You go shopping. You eat. And if you live on junk food, you live on junk food. And if you cook well, you cook well. It's all up to you. What do you expect?
Bring yourself and others closer to the gospel.
You are bringing people and yourself closer to the gospel.
Lots of sacrifices, some of which I'm not even really sure what they would be yet. Minecraft feels like a big thing to give up. And also cutting off my hair, which would be kind of sad about it.
There's a lot of sacrifices. Why do you sacrifice?
Sacrifices bring forth the blessings of Zion.
You believe a sacrifice means you expect something better than what you're giving up.
Yep.
And that's what's going to happen, I promise you.
Helping people find the gospel.
You're helping people find the gospel. What else?
To grow your testimony.
You will grow your testimony. We're going to go about three more. One, go ahead.
Teach repentance like every day.
You cry repentance every day.
Spiritual growth.
You will have spiritual growth. One last one.
Hardships and good times too.
Hardships and good times. All right. Thank you. Every one of you was right. So, a mission is a lot of things. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about a mission today and just a few things that might help you prepare, help you know what a mission is about, and maybe experience just a little bit of what a mission is, okay? So, to begin though, I'm going to keep asking you a few questions to get to know you. How many of you consider yourself a very friendly, talkative person that loves to go around and just meet people? Raise those hands. Okay, we got a few hands and a few like, okay. All right, good. Another question. How many of you, when you have an opportunity, and this could be in your young women's, young men's classes, other places, how many of you like to teach? Family, home, evening, you just enjoy teaching. Okay, we've got quite a few, and a few like this. By the way, just a real quick mission story here. Those of you going like this, we have a lot of deaf missionaries in our mission, and we recently baptized a deaf person. Anyone here speak ASL? What does this mean in ASL? Person got baptized, they came out, they was baptized by a deaf person, they came out of the water, and the person comes out of the water and just went, it was just the coolest thing ever to see that. And then there's a whole bunch of deaf people in the congregation, they all went, and it was just so fun. Perfectly silent, quiet, reverent celebration. It was really good. Anyway, a little tad bit. Okay, how many of you, when you think of yourself, you see a very spiritual person? Someone who likes the Spirit, someone who feels like they can recognize it, and you like spiritual things. The temple, a good sacrament meeting. Okay. All right, last one. How many of you think that you are someone who is very loving? You're kind. You like people. Okay. All right. Okay. Those last four questions is what we're going to talk a little bit about. And why? Those are four of the most important things you can expect on a mission. What was number one? You like people. You're friendly. You like to interact with people. Now, I got news for you right now. What to expect on a mission? You're going to spend every day talking to every person you meet. Every now and then I get a missionary who says, I love being a missionary, I just don't like talking to people. Well, I get news for you. That's like saying, I love swimming, I just don't like the water. That doesn't work. I'm just telling you right now, a missionary talks to people, everyone they meet. They're walking around, and if they see anyone, hey, how you doing? What's your name?
I'm Joel.
This is Joel. Joel, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. How are you doing?
I love your shirt. That's a cool shirt. Where'd you get it?
Oh, thanks. I don't know. My mom got it for me.
Your mom got it for you? You love your mom?
I do love my mom.
She treat you well?
She does treat me well.
You love her?
I do love her.
How would you like to be separate from her for eternity?
I really hate that. I want to be with her forever.
We're here to teach you how you can be with your family for eternity so you're never separated. Would you like to be interested in that?
I'd love that. How can I learn more?
Hey! Okay, did you see what I did?
Yes.
Missionaries talk to everyone. Everyone around them. It is so fun when you just learn. Do you see a car and you knock on the door and they roll down the window? Hey, here's a pamphlet. You want to learn about Jesus Christ? Everyone around you, you talk to them because you don't know who God has put in your path. You don't know. And sometimes we do go knocking door to door. Sometimes we talk to members. We talk to people. But what happens is, a lot of times, it's just these random occurrences where you're talking to one person. All of a sudden, you see someone. Let's just talk to them. And you don't have this. There's no light around them that says, this is a potential person who's interested in the church. This is a convert. No, you just talk to everyone. All of a sudden, what happens? Someone says, yeah, this is what I've been looking for. Missionaries recently, I remember them telling me, they were out talking to people, and they looked at someone and says, she'll never be interested. We talk to everyone. So they go over and they start talking to her and find out that she's a PhD studying at that time religions of ancient America. And when they start talking about the Book of Mormon, she's just like, really? Tell me more. Okay. You talk to everyone. You don't know who will be ready. So, young people, you got to learn to talk.
I can talk.
I can tell on some of you. Yes?
I'm trying to kind of figure out kind of like, how do missionaries kind of like practice kind of like not sounding like super like superstitious? Because that kind of like, it's kind of going up and talking, it's like, hey, it's like, would you like to become closer to Jesus Christ and like kind of like be like reunited in the celestial kingdom?
Okay. How did I start with him? Did I start with how do you want to be in the celestial kingdom? How did I start with him?
Well, you kind of started. Well,
you got a nice shirt. Is that normal?
Yeah, that's pretty normal.
You made it personal.
It's personal and it's individual. I'll tell you, Sister and I, Guy and I, try to go for a walk every night. I need it to keep a little off here, okay? What is the number one question we ask everyone when we're walking? What's your dog's name? Is that weird?
No.
Everyone's walking a dog. Everyone. We don't have a dog on our mission. Everyone's walking their dog. What's your dog's name? What kind of dog is it? He just looks so cute. Don't you just love taking him for a walk? What do you love about walking with your dog? Oh, we love nature too. It's very beautiful around here. The trees, the green. Oh, it's just pretty. We're doing this just recently. Just last week, we're in the forest talking to a lady who's out there with her dog. And she volunteered it. Yeah, well, she said, I just love the feeling of nature. And I says, yeah, I feel so close to God here. Do you? Is that really weird? No, she just said, I just love the feeling of nature. You feel close to God here. You see how this is normal, natural, progressive, not, hey, do you want to get married to your wife forever in a temple where you do weird things? No. No. It starts with the most normal, natural conversation, but you just talk to everyone, and it's a sign of caring about people.
What if they aren't walking any pets?
Okay. If they're not walking any pets, you can always compliment something. Okay, let's just hear one at a time. I don't want to have a bunch of shouts. Raise your hand. What are things that, if you ran into someone that you could say just to start a conversation?
I like your shirt.
I like your shirt. Penn State. Whoa. Did you go to Penn State? Everyone wears a Penn State shirt. What is it about Penn State? Everyone wears Penn State shirts. I don't know. What else do you say?
I like your shoes.
Nice shoes. It's the shoes. All right, what else?
Oh, I love your hair.
I love your hair. What else?
Earrings.
You got nice earrings. Okay, one last.
Eyes.
Oh, your eyes. You have nice eyes. And you're getting there. Here's one. Okay, one last one.
I would like ask,
beautiful day today.
Oh, it's really cool.
I feel so good. Can I give you another one? I have a couple more. All of these are nice physical ones. Are you ready for some that are really, really good? I love your smile. You look like you're a happy person.
I am a happy person.
What makes you so happy?
Nora.
No.
Okay, that's getting into people. You have a nice smile. You look very happy today. And that leads very naturally to deeper conversation. All right, so the point is, a missionary talks to everyone. If you're preparing for a mission, I'm going to invite you to do something. What is that?
Talk to anyone and everyone.
Learn to talk to people. Learn to talk to people. And I'm going to give you a promise now. This will bless you and help you prepare for a mission. We have a few adults here. Adults, raise your hand. Are your lives blessed? Are your lives blessed because you can talk to people? Everything in your life will be blessed as you can talk to people. So now, because it's 4:20, and we're at the end of the day, and I fear you're going to fall asleep on me, we're going to do something active for a minute. It's going to be 5 minutes. Okay, 5 minutes. I'm going to time you. You ready for a little activity right now? Okay, here you go. Listen up. Listen up. Do you know everyone here? Is a lot of people you don't know?
Yes.
Okay. In the next 5 minutes, I want you to just stand up. You're going to walk around the room. Not yet. You're going to walk around the room with people that you do not know their name. You may have seen them. You don't know them. I want you in the next 5 minutes to see how many people you can learn their name, where they're from, and where they like to go on vacation or where they have really loved a vacation. Let's see how many you can get. 5 minutes, don't make it a roar. I just want to see how many people you can talk to and get to know those three things, and we're back together. Ready, go. Okay. Did anyone get to know more than five people? Raise your hand if you got more than five. Great. More than six? More than seven? More than eight? More than nine. Oh, wow. 10. 11. Whoa, our champion, the Fletcher. Our champion, and when do you leave for France?
June
26th. He will be in France doing this very thing. Yes. Okay. Was it scary?
No.
For some, it can be a little scary. But was it a little bit fun?
Yeah!
Was it kind of nice to get to know people?
Yeah!
This is what missionaries do. This is, so if you want to know what to expect on a mission, now this is a little bit of a safe group, or at least you look pretty safe. But walking the street, talking to everyone, you see someone and you just want to talk, because that's what missionaries do. And it can be a little bit scary when it's strangers, but we learn to just enjoy getting to know people. And some people may be interested in the church, and some people you just get to know the name of their dog. And they just kind of keep walking, and you're just fine, because we're just trying to be friendly and full of energy and radiate a love and a spirit, okay? So that was the number one thing I was going to share. As you, if you prepare for a mission, look for opportunities to get very comfortable talking to people, because that's what missionaries do, okay? So now, just really practical. What are some things you can do just to keep practicing this and just get comfortable talking to people? What can you do?
Tell people when I meet them to have a good day.
Yeah, just have a good day. Just learn to smile and say, have a good day.
Talk to people throughout the rest of LSHE and just learn their names and about them.
Get to know people. Above all, people you don't know yet. You don't know the people you know already. Get to know new people. It's fun, exciting.
Talk to people that is kind
kind of like more uncomfortable for you to talk to? Not necessarily like people that are bad people, but people that is stepping out of your comfort zone to talk to you that you don't
interact with. Yeah, especially, we're going to talk in a minute a little bit about love. But if you are here at this seminar, whatever it's called, and you see people who are standing alone, sitting alone, eating alone, looking alone in any way, who should you go talk to first? And that's now when love is combined with this.
Talk to people who you don't know at your co-op.
That you don't know?
At your co-op.
Okay, at your homeschool co-op. Okay. It is fun to get to know people who are very different from you. People who are like you are frankly what?
Boring.
Not that you're boring, but it's fun to get to know people very different from you. Just make new friends. Be friendly. There's one more hand. I saw it. Okay. Take opportunity to get to know people. All right. So that was number one. Second thing I want to talk about. Missionary experience is about teaching. It is teaching. We do a lot of finding and we have fun getting to know people. But we sit in homes or we stand on the street and we try to teach people who want to be taught. There's a lot of people who don't want to be taught. Those who want to be taught, we try to teach them. All right? So I asked that question earlier. Who likes to teach, talk, get in front of people? It's a practice to learn to do that. Now, a couple stories. Teaching is fun. When the Spirit's gotten your heart and you're teaching someone, there is nothing funner than teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ by the Spirit. And when I say fun, I mean fun. You talk to returned missionaries. I would say this too. I remember I came home from my mission, went skiing. I'm up there skiing double black diamonds thinking this is fun. And then I thought, oh, but I wish I was back teaching the gospel in Germany. There's a lot of things in life that are fun. Teaching the gospel by the Spirit is just plain fun and spiritual and rewarding, but it is fun and there is nothing like it. It is fun. And you have some great experiences. And sometimes the Spirit comes in and touches your teaching and you just can't believe what just happened. Can I tell you a story from my young mission?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm serving in Germany. A gentleman lets us in. And back in that day, this is back 78 to 80, so is for you and probably half your parents were even born. So, okay, it's been a while. They'd let us in, and often we'd sit around the kitchen table to teach. I don't know why. Why don't we sit in the living room? I don't know. We'd often sit around the kitchen table. So we're sitting around the kitchen table, and we're telling this restoration. We're talking about Joseph Smith. We talk about the Book of Mormon. And who's my German speakers here? Anyone? I don't even know if they teach this word in school, but the word Quatsch. Anyone know what that means? Baloney. Baloney. I just mean baloney. That's a bunch of baloney. And we told this story, and he says, so where's the golden plates, and do I get to see the angel? And he says, this is all a bunch of crotch. He says, I believe what I can see, and if I can't see it, it's not real. You'll never hear that. And so we'd say, well, we bear testimony. It's true. We'd go on and teach another principle of the gospel, and he'd say, crotch. I still remember him. He'd just get really emphatic. I believe what I can see. And if I can't see it, it's not real. He said that 3, 4, 5 times. We're sitting around the kitchen table, and I'm starting to get a little irritated by it. Can I just be honest? And so one more big, fuck, I don't believe it. I only believe what I can see. And the Spirit prompted me to do something. We're sitting around the kitchen table. He's sitting across from me. And under the table, I gave him a good hard kick. And he kind of paused, he looked at me, and okay, and he just thought it was an accident, kind of reshuffled his legs. And we kept teaching and taught something else about the restoration, and crotch, I only believe what I can see, and if it didn't see it, it didn't happen. I kissed him again. And he said, excuse me, and I said, what's wrong? And he says, well, sorry, but please stop, you've kicked me twice underneath the table. I said, I have? He says, yes, I have. You've kicked me. Please stop. Well, how do you know I have kicked you? Well, I felt it. Well, did you see it? No. I says, then I don't think you were kicked under the table because you only believe what you can see from your own words. And he said, you're being silly. That's different. And I said, what's different? He says, I felt it. I said, my friend, there's things in life that we feel that are as powerful as a kick under the table. I says, do you love anyone more powerfully than that kick? He said, yes. Do you see your love or do you feel it? He says, well, I feel it. He says, the same powers that make you feel things, God has spoken to me and I bear my witness to you as a servant of Jesus Christ, that Joseph Smith was visited by God the Father, that the Book of Mormon is the Word of God, and that he has restored his church on the earth. And I know that as strongly as any feeling in this world, even more powerfully than the kick under the table. He says, I don't know if I can accept that. So I kicked him again. Fun teaching moments occur when we listen to the power of the Spirit, and teaching becomes one of the most fun things of your life. As you serve missions, you will be telling stories forever about teaching experiences. How did I come up with the kick him under the table thing? I had no idea in the world. No idea. That was not premeditated. I wasn't thinking, oh, I think I'm going to kick someone under the table sometime. The Spirit hit me. That's what happens when you're teaching by the Spirit, and it's the funnest thing in the world when God works through you and you hear the Spirit talking to you. It's downright fun. So, I want to invite you now. I don't care if you're 12 or 18, take advantages of any opportunity you have to teach. In your young men's and young women's classes, do they sometimes give young people opportunity to teach?
Yes. We do that every week.
They're good, doing the right thing. And do you usually say, I hope they pick on someone else?
Yes.
Yep.
I invite you, and it doesn't have to be every week, Learn to get comfortable teaching. Learn how to organize your thoughts in teaching. Look for opportunities to learn how to teach, because that, above all, is what missionaries do, is they teach. They teach. The whole reason we go around talking to everyone is to find people to teach. Look for opportunities to teach. Now, what do you teach when you're a missionary? Yay, who said it? Kudos to you. Okay, this is my preach the gospel. Now, yours will be different, but mine is so worn out because I'm a mission presence, all beaten up. All right. I know you got good things to read, and I got a lot of homework, but I do encourage you, especially those who are, I'm going to say, 16, 17, 18, preparing for a mission. I know you're studying, come follow me. I know you're in seminary. You got a lot to read. So you don't have to spend a ton of time here because there's other things you need to be doing, but I would encourage you, find some time. The third chapter in here is the material you teach as a missionary. There's a whole bunch of other stuff in here. But find some time to read it, think about it, and become familiar with it. And as opportunity has, you could use this in some of your teaching as you have opportunity at school, at church, different places. But I do invite you, what's a mission experience? The stories that you get from missionaries, above all, are around two things. Crazy experiences finding, talking to everyone, and those are the crazy experiences. They're just fun. They're nuts. Memorable. And the second one is spiritual experiences while teaching. When you're on your missions, you're expected to write a letter to your mission president, that's me, every week. Every week, I hear all the experiences from the missionaries. About president, you're not going to believe what happened. We finally got in to teach Mary. We've been trying for 2 months. She's just never let us in. She finally let us in. And when we told her about the Book of Mormon, she started to cry. We opened it up. We read with her. The spirit was so strong. She broke down in tears, said she'd never felt this way before in her life. The presence of the Most Abundant is the amazing thing ever. Those are the experiences that come. The teaching is very fun. Learn, even at your young age. I know you're young, but that is one of the reasons why your youth leaders are encouraging you to teach in your classes, is to learn to be a great teacher. All right. It will bless you on your mission. Got a few adults at the back again. Are you blessed by being able to be a good teacher? Yes. Your life will be blessed by being a good teacher. Okay? All right, so mission experiences. Number one, talk to everyone. Learn to do it. Be comfortable with it. Have fun with it. Number two, practice teaching. Learn to teach. Okay? One and two. Number three, I don't know if you remember now my questions that I asked you. My third question of you was, how would you consider yourself a spiritual person? A mission, above all, is a spirit experience. It is spiritual. And you learn to feel things as a missionary. All right? Try even right now. If you want to prepare for a mission, learn to feel the Spirit, because a mission is spiritual. And everything about a mission has to be Spirit-led. Okay? Examples. We were going up to a door to teach a lesson. We get invited in. It was just an odd feeling, a really odd feeling. The man kind of invites us in like he was expecting us. His wife kind of takes a seat over here like she's going to be entertained, like she is here to watch an event. Prior to that door, we'd been knocking doors, and many people had said, have you talked to so-and-so? He's in that house there. Have you talked to him yet? Have you talked to him yet? We kept thinking, I wonder what it is about him. Well, we got to his door, and he invited us right in. We sat down, and we offered a prayer like we always do. That surprised him. And then we started to teach him, and he started to fire off questions. We started to answer, and he was taken back. We'd teach a little more, and he'd fire off some questions. We'd bear a testimony. And this spirit took over. I remember when we walked out that door, I turned to my companion and said, that was a nice lesson. And my companion turned to me and said, that was a nice lesson. That felt really good. And then we talked and looked at each other. What did we even talk about? Neither one of us could remember a word said. And we thought, that was really odd. It was a nice spiritual lesson. It felt good, but we don't even remember a word said. So then we continued knocking the houses, and they kept saying, well, have you talked to so-and-so back there? And Phil finally said, yeah, we did talk to him. Why does everyone keep asking these things? And they said to us, well, he is famous in our neighborhood for demolishing religious people coming to his door. He got so tired of the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Baptists, the 12 Apostolic Church, the Mormons, everyone coming by. And so he just studied them so that he could demolish them and destroy their faith when they walked in the door. And the whole neighborhood knew it. And we didn't. And the Spirit led that discussion in a way that, frankly, it was a good discussion. There's a good spirit. No, he did not join the church. But we testified and taught of the church in a way that did not end up being demolished like some people had done to us.
Maybe you should have kicked him under the
table. I should have kicked him a good one. Yeah. Learn to feel the Spirit right now. What are your opportunities to get... Have any of you studying foreign languages yet? How do you learn a foreign language?
Practice.
Practice and?
Consistency.
You got to hear it often. You got to listen to it. And when you only hear it a half hour a day in your Spanish class, do you ever really learn it?
No.
It's pretty hard. It's
kind of
hard. But if you're around it a lot, do you learn it better? Absolutely.
You have to apply it.
And you have to teach it and talk it and apply it. Okay. In the mission, we live by the language of?
The Spirit.
The Spirit. We live by the language of the Spirit. And just like learning Spanish or German or anything else, as you hear it more frequently, learn to discern it, live to apply it, learn to do what it tells you to do, what happens? You get more proficient in the language of the Spirit. Everything on a mission is about following the Spirit. How many times a day do you think one of my missionary prays on average?
All the time?
All the time is really the right answer. But I would imagine when new missionaries, they come out, they say, man, all you do is pray. Because we're praying for the Spirit. You pray when you get out of bed. You pray when you start personal study. You pray when you start companionship study. You pray when we do our daily planning. Sometimes in the middle of planning, they get down and say, we're just pleading with you, God. It's not going well. Help us. They'll get down in the middle of planning. They pray before they leave the house. They pray before they start their car for safety. They get out and they'll be prayed before every lesson they teach. At the end of every lesson they teach, sometimes they're out going door to door. They're working on the street. It's not going well. And what do we ask them to do?
Pray.
Stop. Come together and pray. And ask God to help you. Get the Spirit. I would imagine they're praying 30, 40, 50 times a day for the Spirit. So, what are things that you can do right now to help you invite the Spirit and get familiar with that language? Because it's a language. If we're sending you to France, what language are you going to speak?
French.
And?
Spirit.
And the Spirit.
Spanish.
Okay. Pardon? Anyway, you're going to, even if you go to Dallas, Texas, what language are you going to speak?
Spirit.
The language of the Spirit.
Texan.
And Texan.
I speak
Texan. Yes, different foreign language. All right. Learn the language of the Spirit. What can you do right now to be learning the language of the Spirit?
Pray.
Pray. What else?
Read the Scriptures.
Read the Scriptures.
Go to seminary.
Seminary.
Rely on it.
Temple, I'm so glad. Go to the temple often. And when you are there waiting for your turn for baptisms, what are you doing? You are listening, you're feeling, you're discerning, you're taking questions to God and trying to interpret answers so you learn that language.
Come follow me.
Yeah, that's study the Scriptures.
Pondering.
Reading, just reading won't cut it. You have to ponder, pray, and let something into you that's going past your eyeballs and past your brain and into your heart. And that is the revelation of reading the Scriptures, not just, oh, okay, yep, seminary's done, compulsory's done. You got to ponder it, think about it, let it penetrate past your eyes, past your brain, and into your heart. All right, there's one more hand, last one. Yeah, you got to learn to listen. Listen. It is easy sometimes just to talk to God like he's a vending machine. God, give me this, give me that. You're putting a quarter in. Prayer is about listening. And I'll tell you what worked for me that I didn't learn until after my mission. And some of you are doing it right now. Writing. When you're praying sometimes, when you're reading your scriptures, when you're journaling, write your feelings. And you're going to find that revelation will come to you in your writing. It's really cool. And when you experience it, it's pretty cool. All right. Last one I'm going to mention in a couple minutes. Talk to everyone. Be a teacher. Follow the Spirit. What's the last one I need to mention today?
Love.
Love everyone. Missionaries, love. There's a scripture that says, by this shall all men know ye are my disciples, if ye... Without love, Paul says that you're a tinkling cymbal.
What does that mean? Do you want to go out on your mission and sound like this? Will anybody listen to you?
Not likely.
Well, they will.
Power. Power is the words you give by the Spirit with
power.
Love. The power of love. Love. I am nothing in front of you right now if you don't sense I care about you. I don't know you. I couldn't tell you one of your names except for Daryl, who I met. I can't remember anyone else. But I'm going to tell you right now, I have a love for every one of you as my brothers and sisters. And if you can't feel it, you haven't been paying attention to me. Have you? We have to have love for people as our brothers and sisters, even if we don't know a ton about them. And that's the power of missionary work, is love.
The joke you made about a minute ago sounded like something John, by the way, would do. Do you like him?
Oh, I know John, by the way, I've heard many of his talks, and thank you, that's a good compliment. Love. Right now, whatever your age is, challenge yourself to grow in the gift of having love for other people. How is love developed?
Practice.
Practicing what? Practicing what?
Practicing love.
Practicing love. You gotta care for people. You gotta care. And do you know who is the best ones to practice with?
Your family.
Your family, and that's gonna meet what I'm gonna say. People who irritate you. Okay? That's where we really stretch ourselves in love. Christ taught us. It's easy to love your friends. It's easy to love those who love you, but we're trying to get to a deeper love, a missionary love, a love that loves people who may have just told you to get off their door, people who say, what are you bothering me for? And you got to love people who reject anything. Learning to love. Christ, did he love just the people who loved him, or did he love everyone? You work at this when you're just mindful of how you try to love everyone.
Yeah, he loves everyone, and we know because he said, told God to forgive the people who were killing him.
Yeah, even the people who were killing him. He asked God to forgive them. One lesson I've learned on my mission that I just wish I would have known earlier in life. I've learned it in these last couple years. It's just my parting challenge to you. It taught me a lot about love. I invite you to try to see people as God sees them. Does God see people and say, what a jerk? Does God look at people and say, they're not very attractive? They really don't look very good. But do we ever do that? Does God look at people and say, you're too tall, too short, too fat, too thin, your facial expression isn't right? We make these condemnations, but God never does. One of the blessings of my mission has been to really develop the habit of seeing people the way God sees them, reminding myself to see them the way he sees them. And what does that fill my soul with? Love. Because God is full of love. Anyway, it's been wonderful to be with you. Enjoy this. I do want to leave with my testimony. A mission is the greatest experience of your life. A mission will prepare you. It is 20 years of life experience packed into 18 or 24 months. You will learn as much in those short months as you would in 20 years of living. You will come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior because you're serving him. And you will develop Christ-like attributes because you are losing yourself in the service of God. I bear witness that this is Christ's church, that he appeared to Joseph Smith. I bear witness that the Book of Mormon is his word, and it will lead you to happiness, to peace, and success. I bear witness that this church is Christ's church, and that the spirit that you feel burning in your soul is from God, and it is witnessing to you this is true. Hold to it, sacrifice to it for it, be true to the teachings you've received. And I do bear witness that I love you, that God loves you, and that you are precious to him. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this record. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.